My name is Justin Miller, the music category. And just to get the required jargon out of the way, music category judges the song and arrangement as performed, and that's twofold. Is it musical? Is it artistic? And everything you can think of when you can think of musicality, phrasing, diction, dynamic, all of those things. And the second part is a barbershop. Is it stylistically appropriate, where we are the ones that when something is not necessarily barbershop-y, we'll strike it down or, you know,
yep.
Point. And so the two pieces today, My Foolish Heart and Take a Look, at perfectly good barbershop vehicles. So I was talking a little bit with the directors, and there's a little bit of disappointment about the performance today, and that's to be expected. That happens. I have been there myself, where things just, the cards don't quite align, but you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you look forward, and I think the most important thing about today is, okay, this happened. What can we learn from this experience? How can we rebuild the chapter? Not maybe rebuild the chapter, but strengthen the chapter and strengthen the chorus, and make sure that going forward we're as strong as can be, and continue to entertain audiences and continue to attract members and have wonderful performances in our community. So you can understand numbers from the music category, 65 and 63 for the first song, and then Take a Look was a little bit lower, 61, 62. My Foolish Heart, I would say both songs could be improved the most just from more of just attention to some choral techniques, to making sure vowels are in alignment, to make sure that attacks and releases, execution is a big music category buzzword. Those things are all lined up. Those things are good. But some of the things that the singing judge, he'll talk to you about those things. From the music category, what can we do to enhance the musicality, to enhance the communication of the text of the lyric with the audience? And I think the biggest thing that I actually think about is embellishments. Embellishments meaning echoes, embellishments meaning swipes, any call and response things. Anytime we have one voice that has a pickup and the other three are a little bit later, or perhaps we have three voice pickup and then we have one voice that has a little bit of a delayed entrance. Anytime we do any of those things, we have to really understand why the arranger put it there. Why did the arranger chose to have these particular swipes? Or why did he choose to echo these particular words? And I think a little bit more of that awareness, a little bit more of that knowledge will help inform what musical decisions need to be made, can inform where are the musical destinations, where do we swell to? Rather than just singing along, where do we have to rush here and there to make a point of this lyric? Where do we need to then massage things and nuance them back to have a more poignant moment? You know, having more of those kinds of internal conversations, I think, will help. There was one in particular that I just happened to write was at the sun da falls apart, right? And there's like art. And there's three swipes that happen there. Well, again, why would the arranger put three swipes there?
That'd be Carl.
Carl
put it in because he likes to embellish.
Yeah.
Well, good. But we don't want to. We want to make sure that they are important, that they are special, that every embellishment means something different. And even if it's even though we're seeing one word, apart, art, right? That middle chord is going to mean something slightly different than the one that came just before it. And the final chord is going to mean something different than that middle chord, which is going to mean something different than the first time you did it. So maybe there's, if we're saying apart, maybe there's a degree of heartbreak. And the heartbreak is then increased with with that second swipe, and then further increased with that first one. Or maybe something different, maybe you want to decide, okay, yeah, there's heartbreak, the heartbreak is increased on the middle swipe, but then the final swipe, maybe there's now a tinge of hope that we're going to mend this broken heart and we're going to forget about how foolish we are and find some of that, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? What did I say? Oh, yes. So at the tag, we have this time it's love, 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 this time just keeps kind of going and going and going. But again, each one of those needs to be different. Each one of those needs to be a little bit more impactful, impassioned, a little bit more special, a little bit more whatever, fill in your adjective. You got to make sure it's not just a repeat for repeat's sake, but that it has importance and it has value, it has meaning. So I would love to sing a little bit in a moment, if that's okay. Then hey, good looking. I think the main thing to tie all together is just more internalization of the tempo and of meter. The tempo didn't necessarily fluctuate much to my memory. I didn't write it down that it was moving all around. But there was enough synchronization and execution things that happened to give me the impression down there that the tempo wasn't set here. And it wasn't coming from the gut of every man to drive their own performance and to tie it all together. You know, we don't want the rhythm to be contingent on the rhythm that came just before, but on the structure of, hey, good looking, what you got cooking, how's about, and it's probably slower than when you took it, and that's fine. But feeling that where those beats go, and even when you're holding stuff, those beats have to be there even if you're singing through them. So that's the main thing that I think if we really work on that, we really solidify that, we'll take a look, and we'll be much stronger. Questions before we sing? All right, let's do it. Is there a piece?
Intonation issues with the significant tuning problems or anything like that?
Significant? I wouldn't say necessarily significant. It was more of a lack of unity.
Okay. Thanks. Which one?
Either. Is there one that you would is going to go further?
Who walks up front?
I think that's the question. Is there one that is going to have more longevity with the chorus? And I think that would probably be the one.
Foolish Heart might.
Okay.
Are either of these? Are both of these good vehicles?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we might be keeping them both.
Nothing wrong with either one. So Foolish Heart. Let's give it a choral.
You tend to like each other.
Thing I was saying for Hey Good Looking, but the scene instead of dreaming and love, so it's just a little bit of a pause in that word love. So there needs to be some preparation that happens to lead us into the next thing. So rather than just going love, and kind of internally turning that diphthong, if we have a little bit more target, and a little bit more personal turn of, to help go to the next word sound, I think that will help. Rather than there's a little bit of a choppiness happening right there. So let's try it again. Tenors and basses. Can we have a bigger breath for the scene? Just kind of lay it out there a little bit more.
The scene.
Cool. I'm being very quick. Don't worry about the word the. Worry about scene. That's do. That's where we want to set the key. So.
The scene,
the scene. The scene. Think of it as one bow stroke. If you're playing a string instrument, one bow stroke.
The scene. The scene is set for dreaming.
Why two swipes there, however many chords there are? Is it because of harmonic rhythm? Well, maybe from a technical perspective, he needed to go from point A to point B and had to go through. But I think he also could have chosen different chords. Why is there that kind of minor, diminished, melancholy-sounding chord in the middle? Why is that there? Maybe love isn't knocking at the door, you know? So think about that. And I'm going to ask...
This is the film noir aspect of this, the song noir aspect of it, and you're getting into that mind of the door. This is the internal struggle that you're having. And that's what you want to bring across in that movie. Hi, thanks for coming.
You're welcome. You, of course. That's why I'm here. So I'm going to ask that he go a little bit more extreme on with my door, just so that we can experiment and have fun in seeing if that more extreme choice will help further the meaning.
The scene is set for dreaming and love's knocking at the door.
I love the tension. Oh, it's juicy, it's nice. And then basses and baritones, you cut off and go, I think that before, or this time it's going, before, right? I think there's going to be more nuance in that echo. Why, again, why do we need to re-emphasize the word before? There could be a myriad of reasons why, but you need to have a why. Don't just do it because your page said so. Right? Music is in the spaces in between. It's not in you know those black dots necessarily. I gotta go. So I wish I could work with you more. Good luck in all you're doing. Congrats on a good performance today, even though I know that you would have liked to do better. We all do. So, but again, good luck going forward, and hope to see you down the road.
Thank you.